are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Lennox. On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
People have asked, why Wisconsin?
Oh, what a save with his glove hand!
And I said, because it is Wisconsin.
Shoots and scores! A shorty! Horvath to Lindmark!
Six straight wins against nationally ranked opponents.
Power play goal! 6.5 seconds left!
Yes, we want to hang banners in this building.
What a turnaround here in Madison! Keep it going, baby!
On Wisconsin.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice. Now, here's the voice of Badger hockey, Brian Posick.
Along with Paul Capobianco, Jake Rakuki, Nicholas Bett, the referees tonight, Tommy George and Pat Richardson, the linesmen. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Cardinal uniforms for Wisconsin, wearing the road red with white striping, numerals, Wisconsin lettering diagonally down the chest. Ohio State home whites with the scarlet numbers, pants, gloves, and the gray helmets. And already, before the puck is dropped, Cody Luskoski and Davis Burnside need to be separated as they slashed one another. And now we're about set to go as they'll drop the puck at center ice here at Nationwide Arena. This game is underway. Badgers need to win to continue their season. The Buckeyes are in decent position to make the NCAA tournament, to 98% probability after last night's victory. A Badger just got tripped up, tumbled down on his backside. That was Luskoski, and then his skates went up into the legs of the defenseman trying to exit the zone and took him out. Could have been tripping on both players. Nothing was called, and we play on, and then Dexheimer just got crushed behind the Wisconsin net, back up on his skates, tries to find Luskoski, does. Puck moved back to Dexheimer. Luskoski hammered off the wall by Burnside and goes down. Ohio State coming out quickly with a lot of physicality.
We saw that same thing that both nights here. That's definitely something they try to establish early. Gets a little bit less physical as the game goes on, but they want to make sure you're paying attention.
Yep, Badgers have the puck in the offensive zone. Hensler tried to center, fanned on it. And Ohio State on the attack, but James Hong turned it over. Ryland Mosley with it for the Badgers. Scooped it out to center. Brought down with a left glove hand by Quinn Finley. Able to nudge it past the defenseman. Goes down, trying to get to the puck. And we again play on. Off the bench, Jack Phelan. Paired defensively with Weston Knox. Delayed penalty coming up on Wisconsin. The Badgers trying to get position in front of the net. Ryland Mosley lifted the stick of Damian Carfagna out of his hands. It came out rather conveniently. Mosley's going to get the gate a minute 18 in, and Ohio State on a power play. They're going to call Mosley for interference.
Oh, that's hilarious, because as we saw, Mosley's stick went up into the crowd the first night after the Badgers got called for a penalty just like that. Just a stick tap up, loose handle, one hand on the stick, goes flying, and
yeah,
Badgers have to kill an early penalty here.
Wisconsin last night on the PK, 3-for-3. This series, 5-for-5. This season against the Buckeyes, 11-for-11 on the penalty kill. Mosley at 118 for interference. Ohio State on the man advantage, trying to dig the puck free in the Wisconsin zone. But Lindmark able to work it away from Burnside. Got it off to Christian Fitzgerald, and he flung it all the way down. Ohio State this season, 18% on the power play, 20 of 110. 2-for-24 in the last 12 games for the Buckeyes on the man advantage. Carfagna is the quarterback, the left-handed defenseman from Woodridge, New Jersey. He'll bump it back to Burnside now. Skates up to his right, gains the line, got knocked down by Morrissey. The Badgers take the puck and clear. Good physical play by Gavin Morrissey.
What a perfect way to break up an entry. Just take him out, knock him down along the boards, and a Badger there. Support, pick up the puck, and dump it down.
Still 107 to go in the Ohio State power play. Scoreless first couple of minutes here in Columbus. Puck is free in the Wisconsin zone along the near side wall. Dexheimer with it, though. Badgers have some time and space. Laskowski tried to clear and whiffed at it. Here's Joe Dunlap, far side. Walking down the wall is McBrayer. The defenseman tried to scoop it in front, knocked down by the Badgers, who cannot clear again. McBrayer down to the goal line he goes. Patrick Guzzo, McBrayer out to the point. Hanson Bucata, he fumbled the puck. The Badgers taken away, and this time Laskowski able to reach it and clear. Only 30 seconds to go in the Ohio State power play. 7:15 remaining in the first, no score.
Those little execution plays, Laskowski trying to get the puck out. We saw a lot of that yesterday. It seemed like the Badgers were having little execution problems, especially in the first half of the game, so that's something worth cleaning up.
Christian Fitzgerald tried to skate out of the defensive zone and coughed it up, but then the Badgers get it back and clear once again. 10 seconds left on the Buckeyes power play. Hanson Bucata up to center ice to Ryan Gordon. He'll chip it in. Ben Dexheimer in pursuit. On him, Sam Dekhut. They've got their fourth line out. Jake Rossi steals. Point pass as Wisconsin gets back to full strength. Back to Dekhut. Back to the net. Hands off to the defenseman, Brent Johnson. Hash marks right. Pass intended for Ohio State's Thomas Weiss right through the wickets, and the Badgers now with it, and then they cough it up. A turnover by the Badgers. Adam Pietola. Dekhut, though, runs into Wisconsin defenseman Logan Hensler, who took it away. Good play by the freshman. Yeah, and it's cleared off the glass and out.
Sorry. Big play, important play by Logan Hensler, because that was at least a 3-on-2 for Ohio State coming down.
Yep.
Just closed the gap and just took the puck away, kind of like Morrissey did on that penalty kill earlier.
A lot of NHL scouts in the building this weekend, watching specifically on Wisconsin side, Logan Hensler, the 18-year-old defenseman who's projected to be a first-round draft pick this coming spring in the National Hockey League.
We've seen him get more comfortable throughout this season for sure. The last couple of months, he's been a contributor offensively and just and defensively.
Buckeyes won the faceoff, but a long-range shot hit a Badger, and Wisconsin skates it up to center. Adam Pietola scoops it into the offensive zone. Mosley in on the forecheck, got a stick on a reversal pass, but the Buckeyes pick up the loose change. Jake Dunlap goes rink wide. He's out with Patrick Guzzo and Thomas Wise, and the puck sent into the Wisconsin zone, and Tommy Scarfone leaves it off for Zach Scholes. Rims it around to Ryan Botterill. Pops free at neutral. Buckeyes have it again. Teo Wahlberg, sophomore defenseman from Stockholm, out there now. They added him as an extra skater in scratching Nathan Lewis, the extra forward on the line chart. Oh, Turnus misplayed the puck behind his net, threw it to the corner. Tassie was there, but Wahlberg got to him. Now Sawyer Scholl on the ice. Good strong play in his first shift. Centering pass by Tassie, intended for Scholl, came free, and then turned over by Thompson to the stick of Quinn Finley in tight. Couldn't get a shot off. Badgers retrieve it, far side wall. Quick shot by Wisconsin's Knox, sticked aside by Turnus, and the Buckeyes get it to neutral ice. 4:55 into the first. No score. Badgers and Ohio State. Jack Phelan poked the puck into the offensive zone, but the Buckeyes collect, and here comes Carfagna. Three wide, 3-on-2. Back pressure, Morrissey. Long range shot stopped by Scarfone. He just scoops it up with his glove hand and hangs on. That came off the stick of Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine. Buckeyes will get a faceoff. 14:52 to go in the first. Badgers and Buckeyes have yet to score in game 3 of this first round series.
You heard Coach Hastings talk before the game about how the Badgers have rolled four lines yesterday and need to do that. And some of those guys just got their first shift because of the early penalty kill for Wisconsin. So it was a good first shift for guys like Sawyer Scholl, like you said, who hasn't played in a little bit.
Face off to the left of Scarfone, out to the point in Johnson, down to the corner in Thompson, immediately on him, Christian Fitzgerald. Tom Fitzgerald just got knocked down on a moving screen. Puck is free. Badgers Dexheimer tried to chip it up the middle of the ice and ricocheted right back to him. Thompson tries to cycle behind the net for Burnside. Now Fontaine tried to dig it out of the skates of Anthony Kerr, but Kerr wouldn't let him, and he'll skate up the near side boards. Off to Kukkonen. Across the line comes Fitzgerald. They whistle Tyson Dick for offside. 14:26 to go here in the opening period. Badger Hockey brought to you by Menards, a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics, and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards.
A little bit too much east to west at the blue line. Badgers trying to, a little bit of crisscross, try to open up some ice. Tyson Dick gets whistled for getting his foot up over the blue line before the puck.
Yep. Again, with the injuries to Horbach and Palatichuk, Mike Hastings, even though we have the line chart in front of us, he said, don't be surprised if I'm mixing and matching all night long, and he's already started to do that here. Puck is free near the Buckeyes line. Pietola reaches for it. It's bouncing around a little bit. Botterill in a battle with Gordon, and Buckeyes have possession. Deck hut from the red line will dump it in, and then his angle cut off by Hensler, and now Scarfone gave up the puck behind the net. It crawled off his stick. An easy layup for the Buckeyes, Jake Rossi. It's 1-0 Ohio State. Scarfone mishandled behind the net, then lost his stick in the process, and the puck just came free, Paul, to his left, and it was just there to be had, and the Buckeyes got there first.
Wow. Yeah, it looked like just a dump in. Ohio State goes back to make the play. Bounces off his stick out in front over the goal line. He got there to shove it away the first time. It kind of got spun around once he got it out of the harm's way, and the Buckeyes were the first team there to pick up the loose puck.
Second goal of the series for Rossi, who scored his first goal in 15 games last night. Jake Rossi, the former Madison Capitals, scores at 6:04, a gift goal for the Buckeyes. Unassisted, 1-0 Ohio State. Skoski out now, Lindmark and Scholl, and Lindmark catches at the Buckeyes' blue line and backhands it in. Wahlberg walls him off, preventing him from getting to the puck, but good work by the Badgers to keep it alive in the attacking zone before Skoski fell down. Now here's Jake Dunlap on the attack, wide left, slowed by Phelan. Point pass to Abel, skating over Listowski, and he took it right off his stick. Here's Weston Knox leading the rush, drops it off to Scholl, try to refeed Knox off his stick. The Buckeyes bank it out to center. 13:10 to go in the first. Ohio State up 1-0. Here's Morrissey now, trying to dangle the defenseman, lost possession, got knocked down by McBrayer, who put his right hand on the head of Morrissey and appeared to shove him down to the ice, and the referee put up his right arm in a penalty. Coming up against defenseman Nathan McBrayer, the Badgers get a Kunis power play and a chance to get back even.
Yeah, this is where this is your opportunity to pick up your goaltender after a play back in your own end. You know, it's a tough one to take into account, but you get a power play shortly after and get a chance to make amends and get this game tied again.
So the penalty on McBrayer comes at 6:56. And Wisconsin wins the offensive zone faceoff. Down to the goal line, Listowski. Backside, Finley, he scores! Tic-tac-toe, boom! Finley's 10-game goal-scoring streak over. He gets off the schneid and celebrates with his teammates. Wisconsin even with the Buckeyes at 1.
I talk about picking up your teammates. Unbelievable how that... can't write that any better here with Quinn Finley getting the goal. What a play, though. Down low from the sideboards. Right by the hash marks. Down below the goal line, and just a one-touch pass out to Quinn Finley, streaking down the opposite side, and he hits the open net. The Badgers get this game tied.
That's 20 goals for number 19, Quinn Finley. It comes at 7:03. The power play goal allows Wisconsin to pull even. Wow. And that only took 7 seconds to score after McBrayer's penalty. Badgers steal the puck out of their own zone. Here they come 3-on-3, although their rush is slowed. And now Anthony Kerr mixing it up behind the play with Riley Thompson. And the referees watched too much or long enough to decide to take both of them. They're going to sit down. We're going to skate 4-on-4. And while I was watching the skirmish between Thompson and Kerr, what happened down in the Ohio State zone?
Yeah, the defensive, I don't know. I can't tell who that is. Mosley or not? That's not Mosley, but he got kind of pushed down and rolled over with a referee watching the play. I'm sorry, that was Fitzgerald right in the slot of Ohio State. That was kind of an interesting call, right, or non-call right in front of the referee after the whistle had blown.
So actually, both teams gathering by their benches, and the referees want to get the game going here again, although there appears to be a pause for some reason, I'm not sure. Again, penalty to Thompson, penalty to Kerr. We're getting a chance at video replay as Christian Fitzgerald was knocked down, and then Davis Burnside, as Fitzgerald was sliding on his knees and belly, Burnside, with both hands on his stick, shoved, it appeared, Fitzgerald's head down to the ice.
The Panthers have a power play out of it.
And they do. A penalty's been called as Burnside got the gate, and so Wisconsin gets its second straight power play. They scored in 7 seconds a moment ago. They're going to get a chance to do it again with Finley, Morrissey, Mosley, Liskoski, and Dexheimer on the ice. Cross-checking on Burnside.
That was very undisciplined, and glad it was the Buckeyes that did it.
Dexheimer tried to get it deep and threw it off a Buckeye out to center. Ohio State after it near side wall, chipped by Johnson to the stick of Dexheimer, and the Badgers will settle down here a little bit as Burnside gets the gates. So here's Wisconsin's Finley across the line. Morrissey snaps off a shot, missed the net. It ricocheted back. Morrissey trying to follow it up. It went off his stick. Buckeyes try to clear, failed to do so. Liskoski backhands it to the far corner. There is Ohio State, and that's Carfagna rimming it around and all the way down. Badgers went 1-for-1 on the power play last night, scored on their first chance here tonight, 2-for-3 in this series. And now 3-for-11 this season against Ohio State. Here comes Quinn Finley across the line. Three Buckeyes wide at the blue line as Finley dumps and chases. And then Finley trying to get to the free puck, got knocked down by one of the Buckeyes, that being McBrayer. Finley in the corner, though, trying to lift the stick of a Buckeye or two. Morrissey down there, too. He's able to muscle it out to the point. Liskoski, open man Dexheimer, elects not to shoot, skates it back straight away. Here's Finley outside the right circle. Dexheimer's got it again. Slot pass Mosley. Finds Finley once again. Looks in the slot. What's he going to do? What's he going to do? He's going to drop it off for Dexheimer now. Down goal line right. Here's Liskoski. Badgers 35 seconds left on the man advantage. Morrissey tries to make a stick handling move around Hanson Bucata. Now he's pinned against the corner boards. Jammed free by the Buckeyes. Out to the point. The Badgers have it. Finley steps in. Looking. Drops back Mosley. Wanted to refeed Finley. Good stick by the penalty killer. That being Sam Dekut. Poked the puck out through center. And the Badgers will have to regroup. Only 13 seconds left on the man advantage. Here's Hensler across the line. Open! Shoots one slot off the stick of the defenseman, Will Smith. Lindmark retrieves in the corner. Dick shoved against the corner boards, but Tyson won the puck free. Hensler with it. Buckeyes back to full strength, and a shot by Scholes into the chest of the kneeling Turnus. He hangs on. 10:32 to go, first period. Badgers and Buckeyes tied at one in this decisive Game 3 of the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, the Badgers had puck movement. Looked dangerous in that power play, but never got a good shot attempt off until it was just about over on the rush. But let's see what the Badgers can keep this momentum going and try to keep some offensive zone time. Again, Badgers take advantage of one of the two power plays and get back in here. And again, off Quinn Finley, off his shoulders. He was looking for shots 3 or 4 times there, trying to create his own and couldn't quite find a spot.
Have to feel good, though, for Finley after what transpired last night. Although, I'm sure he wanted to score a goal here tonight, or maybe more. His ultimate goal here is to get the Badgers a victory. Wisconsin trying to win the puck free in the offensive zone. Bounces around. Oh, in tight, a chance for Tyson Dick. And he shot it right into the chest of Turnus.
Wow. Puck was passing around. Two Buckeyes there just spinning. So pucks were just bouncing around their feet. Tyson Dick there. That would be a perfect description of creating some havoc. He got his stick on one pass,
yep.
Spun around and found himself between him, with him and the goalie about 5 feet away, and quick shot off, but Turnus was right there to cover up.
Yeah, not a lot of room to shoot. Mellenbacher out with Pietila and Botterill right now. And Wisconsin wins the faceoff, but Jack Phelan couldn't handle the puck. It got caught up in his skates out to center. Weston Knox now has it, and he whips it in. Pietila in on the forecheck, but the Buckeyes get there first. They try to clear the zone and do, and throw it over the top of the Badgers' defense and iced it with 10:02 left here in the opening period of play. Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. I'll tell you, a gift goal for the Buckeyes, but 59 seconds later, a power play goal for the Badgers. So you mentioned, pick up your goaltender. They found a way to do it.
They sure did, and it resets the entire game almost like it never happened.
So a 1-1 game right now. Dexheimer at center, banks it ahead. Pietila catches. He'll scoop it down towards the Ohio State cage. In pursuit is Botterill, rimmed around to the near side. Mellenbacher tries to get it deep again. Two Buckeyes on him. It is behind the OSU net now. Good stick handling move by Smith as Pietila tried to apply pressure. It fell down. And now, once again, Smith will reverse to Johnson. Coughed it up. Pietila in front. Redirect. Botterill pushed it wide. Oh, they coughed it up. Badgers had a chance. Here's Dexheimer walking the line and coughed it up himself. And now Thomas Wise had it. Lost it. Got it back. Sent it into the Wisconsin zone. But the Buckeyes need fresh troops with 9:19 to go in the first.
We saw a lot of that last night where pucks just weren't quite going where people were thought they were. They wouldn't be able to handle it. Here at Ohio State in this stretch here, have done that three or four times.
Simon Tassi, his first shift of the night. He scored Friday night, Wisconsin's 4-1 game one victory. Lindmark and Scholl on this forward line. Here's Hensler, right side, fires it back behind the cage. Lindmark had it on his stick, knocked away. And now a delayed penalty coming up on Wisconsin again. We've already had more penalties tonight than we've had in the first two games of this series. So Nicholas Bett and Jake Rakuki have decided to play a part in the outcome of this series.
Yeah, I think I'm going to guess that was a slash behind the net. I think Tassi, as he was going around, didn't really affect the play at all behind the net, but they called it. So something to pay attention to if you're a player on the ice tonight.
Definitely. Buckeyes with an extra attacker. Empty net to our right, but a delayed penalty. Carfania across the line, shoves it deep. After it now is Max Montez. And finally, the Badgers take the puck. The whistle blows, and Wisconsin will be shorthanded when we come back. Ohio State got on the board first, and then Quinn Finley snapped a 10-game goal-scoring streak with a 10-game goalless streak, I should say, potting a power play goal at 7:03, his 20th of the year. And in the first period here in Columbus, it's Wisconsin 1 and Ohio State 1. Back in a moment, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
So the refs get the captain, Owen Lindmark, for slashing at 11:39. Buckeyes get their second power play of the night. 0-1 so far. 0 for the weekend. Morrissey's out right now on this PK with Fitzgerald and Kerr and Dexheimer. Puck is in the corner of the Wisconsin zone to the right of Tommy Scarfoni. Ohio State only 4 shots on goal so far tonight. Badgers have 7. It's a 1-1 game. Carfania has it at the point. Swings it far side. Back to Carfania straight away. Down to the goal line and Thompson. Stick handling with it. Ohio State's got the puck. Out to Carfania once again. Left wing, Montez steps in, shoots, missed the net. After it, Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine cut off by Fitzgerald, and he put it ahead, hoping to hit Morrissey, trying to spring him up the middle, but just out of his reach. It slides all the way to the Buckeye zone, and Ohio State gets it from there. Minute 15 to go on their power play, a 1-1 game, first period.
Fitzgerald won the foot race to the boards, got there, and absorbed a slash to his stick, but got it out.
Here's Carfagna with the puck. Back left wing, Montez walks to the dot. Backhand pass out to Carfagna. Shanked a pass to Fontaine that moved him out of position. Now he'll go to the goal line, and Thompson looking in front to Montez, covered by Phelan. Now Fontaine down low right, looking, cross ice left wing. Montez shot blocked away by Tommy Scarfoni, and the Badgers failing clears it all the way down.
Very patient by Ohio State. They're moving the puck down low, and the Badgers are doing a great job of covering exactly what Ohio State wants to do, get the puck into the slot for the one-time response.
Good breakout. Here they come. Zone entry. Joe Dunlap shot one over the crossbar and over the head of Scarfoni. Badgers now have possession, and Dexheimer finds open ice and sends it down again. 20 seconds left on the Buckeyes power play. 6:40 to go in the first. It's 1-1. Here's Rossi now. A goal in each of the last two games. Spins it around left corner to right. Down the boards comes McBrayer. Tried to cycle it back behind the cage. Found its way to Rossi low left. Now Dunlap behind the cage. Sandwiched by a pair of Badgers. Puck comes free just as Wisconsin gets back to full strength. Icing waved off as Liskoski lobs it all the way down. Badgers get the job done on the PK for the second time tonight. It's 1-1.
And Logan Turnus had some trouble with the puck behind his own net. The goal was there, blocking the puck from going back out in front. A little bit high wire act here tonight for the goaltenders.
Puck battle along the near side wall, down below us near the penalty boxes. Kerr trying to get it out of the skates of, looks like, Joe Dunlap. No, that's Ryan Gordon. His back was to me. And then Lindmark sticks his nose in there and got spun around by Deckhut. The puck squirts free to Thomas Wise across the line. His shot blocked by the Badgers' leading shot blocker this season, Ben Dexheimer, who blocked four shots last night. Now here's Smith for Ohio State at the Buckeyes' line. Brent Johnson up the middle. Wise off to his right, defended by Dexheimer again. He'll play it off the shelf right corner, slides to the left, and then bowling over Gordon was Anthony Kerr. Could again have been a penalty, but nothing called. They've called some ticky-tack ones already, and that time Kerr just clobbered him. Pass in front. Here's a chance in tight for Wisconsin's stick, denied by Turnus. Oh, he caught it coming right down the middle of the ice, Paul. Put it on his backhand, and Turnus denied him.
Tyson Dick wide open in front of the net, just driving towards the net. A great pass over to him. Again, he had an opportunity earlier super close to the net. This one, maybe again, too close.
Here's Zach Scholes, shot blocked by the Buckeyes. Karam's free to Deckhut, and he bumps it out to center. And Wisconsin will pick it up from there. Now a pass by Hensler off a stick, knocked down. Johnson with it, far side boards. Scooped it ahead, Dunlap got around Scholes, but skating over to help his D partner, Logan Hensler. Although the loose puck picked up by James Hong, the former Madison Capital. Turnaround shot stopped by Scarfoni. Loose in front, comes out high. Center point. Off to his left comes the defenseman Abel. Shot blocked by the Badgers. Back to Montez. Shot on the way. Blocked down by Hensler. Loose in the slot. Gathered in by Scholes. He'll scoop it out, but too quickly and ice the puck. 4:13 to go in the first. It's a 1-1 game. The Badgers scrambling back in their own end. Long shift for these young men.
Well, the Badgers on the rush up the ice. I think there was three of them that swarmed Ohio State's first forward. So not that guys are a little bit out of position and made it easy for Ohio State to control the puck, have the puck up at the blue line, and they kind of went to work from there. Got a few shots off that got blocked, and it continued for a little bit.
Kerr may have gotten away with a big-time penalty there. Thankfully, Ryan Gordon's head wasn't perpendicular with the corner boards. It was more to the side, and when he was hit from behind, it actually his shoulder hit the wall, and he kind of glanced off the boards and down to the ice. Gordon is fine. Ohio State in the offensive zone, cycling Fontaine and Thompson. Back to Thompson, out of his reach behind the net. Scholes now in a foot race with Burnside. Puck pops free, brought down by Scholes. Can't clear. Morrissey sticks his hip into Thompson, but Thompson at 6'4", 215, fights through it. Centering pass brought down by the Badgers. Good play by Finley. Now Morrissey skates out of his own end. 1-1 game, 3:40 left in the first. Finley right wing near the boards, turns into a double team and gave it away. And Burnside will chip it out through center, and Ohio State will need a change. Phelan with a puck, just fanned a D-to-D pass, gets it back, and now Weston Knox. He'll take the ice available to him, makes it to the red line, sends it in, and then got wiped out by Thompson, who heads to the Buckeyes bench. Ohio State tries to clear. Mosley steals, centering pass. It's airborne on the stick of Liskoski. Turnaround pass attempt from Mosley, who was on the back door, never got through.
You know, you could hear Mosley calling for that one on the far side. Laskowski might have been able to pass right away. Spun around and went to his backhand to try to make the pass.
Mosley in his 165th game. 17 goals, 36 points this season for the Michigan Tech transfer. Here's Laskowski with it now. Cody crunched against the boards, lost the puck, but Kerr in the offensive end deep behind the net. Laskowski back on his skates. Kerr in a battle behind the cage with their co-captain Patrick Guzzo. Fitzgerald trying to kick it free. No, that's Mosley still. And now it wobbles to the near corner. Laskowski has it on his stick, fighting through the pressure from McBrayer. Real battle in the near side wall. And now Wisconsin steals. It's Fitzgerald. Can't shoot right away and then finds an angle and rises one into the glove of Logan Ternes, who snags it and hangs on. 2:28 to go in the first. 1-1 game. Shots on goal. 5 apiece. You figure game 3, much like a game 7 in the Stanley Cup playoffs, not going to see a ton of chances. And that's been the case so far.
Yeah, both teams playing solid in their own end. Love seeing Anthony Kerr down there. If you're a Ohio State defenseman, you're working against Anthony Kerr behind the net. It's a dangerous sight, or a sight you don't want to see with his strength and power.
Hensler wrists one on target, and Ternes stops it on top of his crease. Gave up no rebound. They'll drop it again in the Ohio State zone. He's like a bull in a china shop, right? Just a little bit more control.
Yeah, I mean, if you see him walk past and you see the legs that he has and the leg drive that he can get in a play behind the net there, just battling.
Faceoff now to the left of Ternes. Owen Lindmark will step in there. 173rd game for Owen Lindmark, which ties him for third all-time in program history in games played with Josh S. and Chris Tansel. Lindmark take the faceoff against Ryan Gordon. We've got a whistle by the linesman. I think they had to reset the clock as the linesman in the faceoff circle didn't drop it right away. That was Pat Richardson. Badgers off the draw, fire it wide. It's loose on the near side. Burnside pitched it back behind the Buckeyes net. Abel after it there. Spins it around the near side wall. Tassie, good work on the board. Still trying to knife it free underneath the body of Gordon. Slides back behind the cage. Smith there met with a check by Pietola, but Smith spun the other way and kept possession of the puck. But Pietola now steals. Backhand pass in the slot, intercepted by Burnside, who threw it right to the stick of Wisconsin's Hensler. And now Lindmark had it on his stick. Lost possession of the Buckeyes back in their own end. We'll go D to D, and we'll see where it goes from here. Puck deflected the blue line, and they're going to say offside. Looked like Mellenbacher held the zone. Tassie was deep in the Ohio State zone, having been knocked down. And Mellenbacher poked it ahead to him, and he took a swing of the bouncing puck and shot it off the glass, but Wisconsin was offside.
Yeah, we've seen Badgers' pressure is causing some issues right now for Ohio State. Yeah. They're not able to get the puck out cleanly. They just keep turning the puck over, it feels like.
Wisconsin wins the neutralized faceoff. Dexheimer to Kerr. He rims it in to the left wing. Mellenbacher second to the puck. Johnson got there first. He spun it around to Dunlap. A wild backhand pass trying to exit the zone. Coughed it up. The Badgers' Kyle Kukkonen will send it in. Kukkonen a goal in each game in this series. Gave Wisconsin a 2-0 lead last night on a beautiful feed from Cody Laskowski on a 2-on-0, basically. Now the Buckeyes will throw it out to center, and they give it right back to Dexheimer, who banks it in off a body. After it quickly, Hanson Bucata. He bumps it ahead off the sidewall. Kerr slows the progress of Montez, and that frees the puck for Ben Dexheimer. Under a minute to go in the period, a 1-1 game. Ben Dexheimer headmans to Morrissey. Snaps a pass off cross ice intended for Scholl, too far ahead of him. Hong able to tap it across the Wisconsin line. Badgers heave it back to center. Knocked down by McBrayer. Sends it back Wisconsin's way. Zach Scholl's now with it. Logan Hensler. Oh, that pass by Scholl's went off the side of the cage. And that allows Thompson to throw some forechecking pressure on him. But Hensler kept dancing left and right. Thompson tried to stay with him. And eventually Hensler won that battle and was able to exit the zone. And now Finley was off balance behind the net, and coming in and knocking him to his backside was McBrayer. There was head contact there. The referee, Nicholas Bett, was there, but nothing called. Two players went out last night for Wisconsin with upper body contact and unable to play tonight, Jack Horbach and Joe Palatichuk. 4 seconds to go in the period. It's deep in the Wisconsin zone. Kerr tying up Fontaine. Puck slides free, and that's it for the opening period. So Tommy Scarfone, who's been solid the first two games, muffed the puck behind his net early in this opening period and basically gave Ohio State a layup. But the Badgers answered back less than a minute later on a power play goal by Quinn Finley, his first goal in 11 games. Finley helped the Badgers to a 1-1 draw after the opening period of play. Badger Hockey brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics. We'll take a 1 minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think? Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
One period in the books here at Nationwide Arena in Columbus. Wisconsin won, Ohio State won. The winner advances to the Big Ten Tournament semifinals next weekend. Wisconsin could be in East Lansing to play Michigan State, could be in State College to play Penn State. Ohio State could be home to play Penn State, or the Buckeyes could be on the road to play Minnesota. 1-1 after one. Ohio State got on the board first. Jake Rossi with an unassisted goal at 6:04, his fifth of the year. But then after a penalty to defenseman Nathan McBrayer, the Badgers got an offensive zone faceoff, and 7 seconds after McBrayer's penalty, the Badgers scored. Beautiful work. Dexheimer down to Laskowski, found Finley backside. Quinn Finley buried it. His 20th goal of the season came at 7:03, the only scoring in the opening period of play. Unofficially, 7 shots on goal for the Badgers, 5 for Ohio State. So Scarfone stopped 4. Turnus has stopped 6. Both teams, 2 power plays in the opening period. Badgers converted on one of theirs. Ohio State failed to do so on the 2 chances that it had. So the Badgers and the Buckeyes tied at 1 after the opening period of play. And the American Family Insurance First Intermission Report is on the way. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub Latza Matza Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all 4 quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub Latza Matza Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over 1/2 pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub Latza Matza Pizza.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
This is the chef of love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ag Council.
Here in Columbus, Wisconsin and Ohio State tied at one after one. Game three, Big Ten tournament quarterfinals. The winner advances. Loser, well, if it's Wisconsin, the Badgers' season will come to an end. That was a big win for the Buckeyes last night against Wisconsin because Ohio State was in decent position when the weekend started, tied for ninth in the pairwise rankings, which mimic the formula the NCAA uses to determine the 16-team national tournament field. Another loss last night could have actually made it interesting, put them on kind of a bubble, not the bubble that Michigan's on right now after getting swept at home by Penn State. But nevertheless, it's awfully dicey when you don't play for a couple of weeks until the selection show starts.
Yeah, you don't like being in that position where you're watching all the games play and you're just sitting there on pins and needles going to practice and not knowing what's going to happen. That probably solidified a spot. But like you mentioned, Michigan getting swept by Penn State at home, they dropped down at least the last I looked yesterday was to 14, which is
correct.
The really dangerous spot because there's a couple of league teams that will automatically take one of those 16 spots. Atlantic Hockey will take one.
Yep.
Depending on how things shake out with other leagues, CCHA will probably take one of those. So you're hanging on one more spot there. Right now, I think Quinnipiac in the ECAC is
the only one in the ECAC that's in the top 14. They're 13th right
so
now.
If they don't win their conference, right, then somebody else takes a spot and they stay in that mix. It's a very dicey situation to be in.
For sure. So here Wisconsin and Ohio State tied at one. At Mariucci Arena, Notre Dame leads Minnesota 1-0 after one period. Jaden Davis has scored for the Irish, who finished in last place this season, won only 10 regular season games, but they're two periods away from maybe upsetting Minnesota and advancing in the Big Ten tournament. Jeff Jackson two nights ago, earning career win number 600. Here are the Badgers and the Buckeyes tied at one. Back in a moment, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill. complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Not sure how much Quinn Finley slept last night, and I wasn't going to ask or pry, but a young man that had a chance to seal a series sweep in the Big Ten tournament here in Columbus against Ohio State had an empty net chance with under 2 minutes to play, all by his lonesome, really. A man was trailing, but Quinn from about 10, 15 feet out, instead of putting it in the back of the net, hit the outside of the far post, and less than 30 seconds later, Ohio State comes down the ice and scores the game-tying goal and then wins in overtime. Quinn Finley, by the way, is only 21 years old, and actually he won't turn 21 until this coming September. A lot of people have piled on for what happened last night. No one took that harder than Quinn Finley, and here tonight, he snaps a 10-game goalless streak with a power play goal, and he gets 20 for the year. And there haven't been many players that have scored 20 goals since the turn of the century for Wisconsin.
Yeah, and you look at those names. Cole Caulfield, obviously, was the most recent with 30, and right before that, it's Luke Cunnan, who we actually saw the other day here skating with the Columbus Blue Jackets, his new team, after he got traded from the Sharks. Oh, that was fun to see, but Merced it a couple times. Obviously, Hobie Winner, Blake Jeffrey on another one. And Michael Davies, who's one, probably would sneak through in the 09-10 season. Great offensive player. He got to 20. And obviously, Robbie Earl did it twice. Pavelski and Danny Heatley are your other guys. That's a pretty good company to be in if you're a Wisconsin Badger. It took him a heck of a long time, but hopefully the floodgates open. He gets another chance here tonight and maybe next week and keep this thing going.
Yeah, so Finley reaches 20 goals. He's now 1 point shy of 40. Badgers and the Buckeyes tied at one. Second period coming up after this short break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
By NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Along with Paul Campbell, Bianco, Brian Posick here at Nationwide Arena in Columbus. Wisconsin and Ohio State tied at one. You can hear the Ohio State band in the background. There's as many band members here as there are fans here. Not really, but maybe three times as many fans as the band. Second period underway, and Ohio State sent the puck in slowly on Tommy Scarfone, who stopped it, covered, and so a faceoff to Scarfone's left. It'll be Gavin Morrissey against Patrick Guzzo, and the puck slides to the far corner. Guzzo goes after it, tried to lift it out to the point, but fanned at that bid, and now behind the Badgers net, it's Zach Scholes. To Quinn Findlay, got hit once or twice, released the puck all the way around. Good hustle far side. Carfagna, though, did not hold the zone. He got there a little late, rimmed it back in. Buckeyes have to touch up. Badgers with possession. Here comes Findlay through center ice. He'll put one towards the net. Now it's back behind the cage. He scoops it up and tries to wrap it around. Turnis kept it out, maybe with the help of one of his teammates. And now back to center, and there's Weston Knox to send it back in. Findlay is flying here tonight.
Yeah, and obviously gets the goal, and that kind of helps a little bit as well. That one, the wraparound attempt, Turnis kind of got himself out of position, and Findlay had it pretty quick around. I think you mentioned his teammate. I think that definitely made the difference.
Yeah, there was a stick in the way, I believe. Now Weston Knox for the Badgers out of his own end. 10th game of his collegiate career for Weston Knox. Puck flutters towards the Ohio State goal mouth. Turnis off to his right, paddled it around, goes to the corner, and Owen Mellenbacher faked left, came back right, still possesses the puck. Mellenbacher with it, turnaround shot off a stick, and it finds its way into the protective netting. Stopping play, 1:40 into the second. Wisconsin 1 and Ohio State 1. Badgers 14, trying to get to 14 wins this season, having lost 20 with three ties. Just a season full of heartbreak, too, with so many tight games. 10 one-goal losses, 7 overtime losses. There have been 5 games where the Badgers have had a 2-goal lead and lost. That was the case last night. Off the draw, bouncing puck. Tyson Dick tried to shoot, didn't get anything on it. Sticks were in the way. Now Lindmark lets the puck go to the far side, and Tassie, who knocks down a defenseman. Puck is free for the Buckeyes to get to. Sam Deckhut taps it back to the defenseman Johnson, and he'll rim it back to Deckhut near the Badgers bench across the way. Hands off to Ryan Gordon, defended by Kerr. Kerr stops him, carries him into the corner wall. That freed the biscuit. Tassie trying to run it down. He got hit pretty good by Ohio State's Deckhut, allowing the Buckeyes to send it back into the Wisconsin zone to our right. Dexheimer misread Lindmark, or vice versa, and the Buckeyes able to get to the puck, tried to cycle to the corner, and Rossi gave it away to Dexheimer. From behind, James Hong tried to lift his stick, but Ben, a little bit stronger, sent it in, but hadn't gained the red line. They'll call Wisconsin for icing. 17-31 in the second period, a 1-1 game.
A good recovery by Dexheimer on the play behind the net. Kind of went against the grain, put up the boards, didn't work out, and he read the play, found the loose puck, and skated up and got it out of the zone. Unfortunately, got caught from behind. Maybe hooked a little bit.
Yep.
But Badgers get the defensive zone after that ice.
James Hong, a very fast left winger. Max Montez, a speedy centerman. And then Joe Dunlap on the right. Those three can really fly. Bouncing puck near the Ohio State line off the stick of Pietola, who has to touch up. Badgers now apply a little bit of pressure. McBrayer stumbled down and gave the puck to Hong, who was in the right place at the right time for Ohio State. Now forced behind the net by Pietola. Hong skates to the corner. Still can't get rid of Pietola. Bounces around a bit. Stolen by Pietola. Tied up by Hong. Got spun down. Badgers pick up the puck, and the shot from the far side by Botterill stopped by Turnis. Looked like it handcuffed him a little bit.
Oh, kind of a surprise shot. Quick release by Botterill after getting possession of the puck.
Here's Zach Scholes now at the red line. He'll fire it in off the glass, around to the right corner. Quickly after it, Kukkonen shot one from a tough angle. Kicked aside by Turnis. Wise now has it for Ohio State. Off the wall and batted in by Fontaine. Badgers go to get it, and Jack Phelan. Long lead feed, just out of the reach of Wisconsin's Laskowski, although he got a piece of it, so no icing. Kukkonen in on the forecheck. From behind, Smith nudged him once or twice, but Kyle fights through it, sends it out to the point now. A chance for Phelan. His pass or shot was blocked. Badgers kept it in. Fitzgerald got a little too cute with the puck at the Ohio State line. Almost gave it away for an odd man rush, but the Badgers got it back to dump it in.
I'm not sure who it was. It was Phelan. Somebody with pressure. Ohio State had sprung a guy. He was behind the Badger D. It looked like they were going to have maybe a breakaway, but a blocked pass saved the day.
Buckeyes appear to be onside. Shot by Fontaine across the line, and Scarfoni 3-4 feet off or outside the crease. Definitely cut down the angle that time, and a very aggressive play and save by Tommy Scarfoni.
Yeah, that's attacking a save. Holy cow. He just pushed himself with his skates out. Like you mentioned, 3 or 4 feet, moving the whole time, covered up as much as the net, swallowed the puck.
Scarfoni, this is the fifth game he's started against the Buckeyes, sixth game he's played. While his record is 1-3, his goals against average against Ohio State this season is 2.05 with a .924 save percentage. He's played well this season against Ohio State. And definitely this weekend. Oh, here's a redirect. Morrissey to Kerr down the middle. He was able to chip it on goal, and Turnis ready for it. What a look by Morrissey, and Kerr being part of the offense.
It looked like Morrissey had maybe had a lane to the net, but he kind of kept it outside, and probably maybe he saw Anthony Kerr the whole time cutting down the slot open. Nice play, redirection. Good save by Turnis to read the play.
1-1 game, 15:37 to go here in the second period. 10-7 shots on goal in favor of the Badgers. Morrissey and Guzzo to do battle in the faceoff circle to the right of Turnis. And the linesman, Tommy George, talking with both of them after pretending like he was going to drop the puck. Both fell down to their knees. Morrissey wins this faceoff. Finley sent it off the near wall, hoping to get it back, but the Buckeyes took it and sent it down Wisconsin's way. Icing waved off. Good hustle by Kerr, preventing Jake Dunlap from getting to the puck, but Patrick Guzzo picked it up. Point pass to Carfagna, sent down to the left wing, and Dunlap's shot that was blocked. Kerem's to the near side. Hanson Bucata, he lost possession. Morrissey pokes it to the corner, picked up now by Dexheimer, lifts a pass to Finley, and that puck goes airborne, bounces at center. Morrissey's got it now, avoids a hit from Guzzo, and dumps it in. And on the forecheck is Wisconsin's Mosley. But the puck out to center now. And Scholes will hustle after it as Ohio State in the process of a change. Hensler lifted a pass that found its way to the center circle in Wisconsin's Scholes. Sawyer sends it in. Sawyer first to the puck. Kicked it free to Lindmark. Whips it around now to Scholes. Tied up on the left wing wall. Lindmark trying to free it again for Scholes. Sawyer gets it over far side to Tassi. Off his stick. Now he's trying to battle Abel for possession, and instead the Buckeyes come out of there with it. Jake Rossi has it. 14:25 to go here in the second, a 1-1 game. Buckeyes scored first on a turnover by Scarfoni right by the side of his net, and Jake Rossi scored, and then the Badgers 59 seconds later potted a power play goal. Quinn Finley's 20th of the year. Across the line, Ohio State shoots one, and a blocker save made by Scarfoni. Collected by Botterill, reverses to Logan Hensler. Turns and faces the ice. His outlet pass deflected by the Buckeyes, who have it in the offensive zone. Montez back behind the net. Wrap around, stopped by Scarfoni. Loose in front. Johnson tries to kick into his forehand. Instead, it goes to the corner. He retrieves it there and flips it out now to Wise. He'll send it off the end boards, trying to get a bounce pass, if you will, to his line mate, James Hong. Didn't connect, and the Badgers now will clank it off the glass and all the way down. Will it be icing on Wisconsin? It will be. 13:39 left in the second. And the Buckeyes get an offensive zone faceoff, getting a little bit of pressure that time in the offensive end.
Yeah, it was a pass up the center of the ice to try to get the breakout. Didn't work out. It got deflected, and Ohio State hustled to keep the puck in. Kind of went work from there. The Badgers had some of those guys that were on for a pretty long shift and still are.
Yep.
Except that a couple guys going to the bench. Maybe Badgers calling timeout here to...
Yeah, Wisconsin calls a timeout. 13:39 left in the second period. A long shift for the five skaters on the ice for Mike Hastings. So he uses the only timeout at his disposal just to rest those guys. And you know, this looks like it's going to be a tight game, go down to the wire. And so why not use it? I guess if you have it. 1-1 game, timeout on the ice. We'll keep it right here. Wanted to remind you folks that March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. You know, 60 to 70% of colorectal cancer cases are not considered hereditary. Others, though, are. The American Cancer Association has lowered its recommended screening age for colorectal cancer from 50 to 45, but it's never too early to get screened. Please make an appointment today and get screened. For more information, visit fightcolorectalcancer.org. So the Badgers use their timeout to get fresh skaters on the ice. Tommy Scarfone will head back to his cage. The fresh skaters being the ones that were out there, Dexheimer and Kerr, Mosley, Finley, and Morrissey. Actually, no, it's a fresh group because Lindmark was out there a moment ago with Tassie and Dick.
Right. Yeah, they stayed out there for the timeout and the conversation, but they made the change so you don't reveal who you're putting on the ice there for the other team to know.
Face-off won by Wisconsin, given away by Kerr. Anthony gains it back, though, tapped it ahead now to Mosley. Rink-wide pass behind Finley. He has to chase it down. And now he'll twirl back into the Wisconsin zone. He went left. He came back right. Now left, and up the ice he comes. Kicked it past Hanson Bucetta, who then stole it away. And Ohio State's defenseman will flip it into the corner, hoping Dunlap can get there. He's there, but Dexheimer immediately on him. Anthony Kerr as well. Puck came free to Mosley. Tapped it off Morrissey. Backhand pass made its way to Finley. Center circle. He bumps it off the far wall for Mosley. Hard to the net. Morrissey, but the pass by Mosley off a stick. Knocked down by the Buckeyes, who gained possession. 7 minutes gone by here in the second. 1-1 game. Here's Carfagna. Playmaking defenseman and a rising shot by Dunlap. Missed the net.
I think the Badgers went for a change there. Ooh. Got caught a little bit and was a 3-on-2 for Ohio State.
It's dangerous. Second period, the long change. You can get caught. Here's Thompson now with it. Game-winning goal, they say, last night in overtime while standing in the paint, which is illegal in NCAA hockey. But, oh well, here's Kyle Kukkonen now for the Badgers. And the puck deflected back to Jack Phelan, ahead to Finley, and he'll fire it in. Fitzgerald, first two at left corner. Met there by Johnson. Turns with his hips to protect the puck. Assistance from Kukkonen before Burnside took it away. Ahead to Thompson, back right wing Burnside, defended by Scholes. Bouncing puck high slot, it's still loose. Goes off the shin pad of Kukkonen to the far wall, and Laskowski, who's checked into the Buckeyes bench, low left. Here's Thompson, backhand shot, stop Scarfone. Rebound attempt by Burnside, denied by Scarfone as well. Two big saves for Scarfone. Thompson standing in the crease, pushed into